Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Who's got the power?
We have the power!
Who's got the power?
Union power! We have the power! Union power!
About 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers in multiple states walked out for a three-day strike against the healthcare giant. They say understaffing following COVID-19 is boosting profits but hurting patient care. The fight starting over who'll succeed former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana wants the job. So does Judiciary Chair and Trump ally Jim Jordan of Ohio, who says he can lead the fractious House GOP.
I do understand that our liberties are under assault, and we'd better stick together as a party to fight the radical left that now unfortunately controls the Democrat Party.
The House is stalled without a Speaker just 40 days before another possible government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the U.S. is in a dangerous moment.
If, God forbid, some national crisis were to occur that demands immediate action, the House would be unable to quickly respond.
McCarthy's ouster has also put more Ukraine aid in limbo. Eight Senate Democrats are calling for urgent action. Millions of families risk losing child care with the end of pandemic-era federal subsidies, and in five states, half of providers could close. Senator Patty Murray of Washington backed a plan, which failed without Republican support, to extend child care grants. She says countless employees could be forced to stay home with their kids.
Ask any parent, ask any business owner, and they will tell you, this is not a partisan issue. It is an urgent economic priority.
President Joe Biden is announcing a new round of federal student loan forgiveness as borrowers face restarting payments. He says the latest step will help 125,000 people get a clean slate.
They can think about buying a house. They can start a business. They can be starting a family. This matters. It matters in their daily lives.
The administration is also promoting its SAVE plan, which lowers payments by tying them to a borrower's income. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will travel to Central and South America this week, warning possible asylum seekers not to come.
We're going to tell them that coming to New York doesn't mean that you come here, you automatically are going to be allowed to work.
With the 10,000 migrants coming to New York in a single month, Adams says it could overwhelm their shelter system. Polls still find former President Donald Trump the runaway leader for the GOP nomination, but for the early New Hampshire primary, Nikki Haley has risen to second. Haley says she wants to do well there to have momentum going into her home state of South Carolina. Meanwhile, Trump is calling on the RNC to cancel the rest of the debates and focus on beating President Biden. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.